This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Well, you know, it's the big game is this weekend, and
what game? Sports ball?
The Super Bowl. Hello.
I have interest in Super Bowl foods, but zero interest in sports ball in general.
I'm telling you, you know, I grew up watching football. I'd be outside tossing the old pig skin around with my No, it was like a Nerf, but still tossing it around, using the stop sign as the end zone. I mean, football has been such a major part of my life, my whole life.
Yes. You've always been a football fan. What did you do with the Seahawks last year?
This year I raised the 12th flag, which is like represents the 12th person. There's 11 players on the, don't even worry about it. Here's the deal. I love football. I love shoulder pads and not just on my golden girls. You know what I mean? I love it. We are today going to be breaking down Super Bowl food. Because of course I am going to quiz you on the most popular Super Bowl food, but I have my twist on the way you can eat from the first, I would say from before the first quarter, all through the halftime show to the end of the game. You can snack on my Super Bowl snacks and not feel bad about it the whole time.
Let's do it.
Are you ready? I do suggest still an elastic pant.
Okay. Agreed. Understood. Okay.
I understand. 24, 69.
72.
Hut.
Hike.
Go long. So butch. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the program. Hi. Ross Matthews is here. Butched the F out.
You're wearing a golden top.
I'm wearing a tracksuit, and it's very printed. Look, it's like a velour
oh my gosh,
you
have a matching tracksuit on. So I wouldn't say you're butched the F out.
How dare you? I'm so excited for the game. I'm already planning a Super Bowl menu. I'm actually going to a Super Bowl party this year.
In New York?
Yeah. Drew's throwing a Super Bowl party. So I'm going to her house.
Drew, who?
I talked to her about what's on the menu. I know there's going to be food on the menu, but I'm like, should we have a con? Because I want to be eating the whole time. And I'm telling you, I have a plan. Every Super Bowl, I know what to make so I can snack the whole game. And so
but that's if you're making it.
I know.
So what do you do when you go over to somebody else's house? Do you bring your own food?
I talked to Drew like I talked to you. So I'll probably call her and be like, girl, we need to have this. I'll bring it. I'm bringing this and I'm bringing this.
Great.
You know what? I'll just bring it and I'll throw it in.
Great.
Right?
Easy.
But you don't even know what my Super Bowl go-tos are that I, because how
does it have something to do with buffalo sauce? What is that called? Red's hot sauce.
It has a lot to do with buffalo sauce.
Okay. See, I know something.
I'm so impressed. So what do you do during the Super Bowl? Do you eat?
I sing on Sundays.
So you don't even want, you sing at churches. So you don't even, you're not even going to be watching the game.
I have zero interest in sports ball.
You keep saying sports ball. You know it's football. Who is playing in the Super Bowl this year?
Ross, this is so embarrassing. I have no clue.
Yes.
I think it's not the Seahawks because I feel like I would have heard about it.
Yes, probably.
I couldn't even name you five football teams.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend is on one of the teams.
The 49ers.
That is one of the teams, but not the one that he plays are. No, that's right. Okay. That's good. That's good. So it's the 49ers versus the...
Detroit...
No,
but they, humbugs.
Detroit lost to the 49ers to get into the Super Bowl. They were leading.
Oh, see, look, I'm like speaking intelligently about sports ball.
That's a stretch. So here's the deal. We'll get to that. But I have to tell you first, I had something so good to eat this week.
What?
I went to our friends, Welly and I, my husband and I went to our friends, Joe and Jed's house. Cause we were like, we have to see you. They live blocks from us in the city. I've been friends with them for 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
They live blocks from us in the city, but we never see each other. Even though like, when I tell you like within six blocks and just busy. So we said,
and that's really close for New York.
Very close. I mean, that's like a less than 7-8 minute walk.
Yeah.
So I said, we got to get together. You know, what restaurant do we want to go to? And they said, actually, come over to our house. We're going to cook. Now, that makes me nervous, I have to say.
Yes.
Because I have no
control.
There
might not. Yeah. Well, you love being in control, but also like you're on a lifelong health journey. And if there's nothing for you to eat, you don't want to be rude.
That's true. Now, there has been a time when I was so strict in my life that one time I was on one of those food plans. Like it rhymed with... Penny Blague.
I understood.
And it was like, you only eat like the frozen microwave food. And so I was like, someone invited me. This is probably 15 years ago. And they're like, oh, we're having a dinner party. And I showed up and I was just at the beginning of the journey. I was so paranoid. I didn't want to deviate from the thing that I can't believe I did this. But
did you bring a microwave dinner?
I did.
To a dinner party?
Yes. And now I wouldn't, but that's part of the fear of diets, I have to say.
Yes.
Like, I would never do that now because I understand that one meal is not going to make me or break me either way. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
yes.
not sustainable. We can't live like that thinking, no. like, oh, if I mess up one time, okay.
No.
And that's what Rossipes is all about, living in the real world.
The real world, yes.
Yeah, so I knew that if I went to my friend's place and they made something that wasn't good for me, that's fine. I'll have a little bit. I know how to do that. I'll have more of the salad than of the main. I can do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But they made something that I could totally eat.
Okay.
Okay. Guess what it was? Guess what they made me?
Chicken.
How did you know they made
me
chicken?
Love chicken. It's like a go-to. It's like a default.
I do love chicken, but I do think, you know, chicken's a little bland. So you do have to dress her up and take her out on the town. You know what I mean? I like it. Yes. I don't like chicken that's cut too thick. Or because then it's like, just what? In the middle? I like chicken to have like a sauce on it or a bold flavor. But there's have you heard of engagement chicken?
I have never heard of engagement chicken.
Engagement chicken, Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa, it's like her famous chicken recipe. It's like, you can just Google it, engagement chicken. It's like kosher salt, lemons, whole garlic, olive oil, onions, a little dry white wine, chicken stock. Roast it, blah, 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 chicken. The idea is it's so good. If you make it for someone, they'll engage. You'll get engaged to them, right? They'll ask you to marry. Cute. So when my friends were like, we are going to have marry me chicken. I was like, oh, I know. Isn't that engagement chicken?
Yeah, same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay.
So it's not a roasted chicken. So engagement chicken's from the New York Times. And let me walk you through this recipe. So engagement chicken.
And this is what they made.
This is what they made. So it's like thin cutlets of chicken.
Like pounded out and flat?
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay, I like where this is headed.
Yeah, me too. You know why I like thin chicken? Because then you can season it and it's not just big fleshy chicken bits. I'm sending you the recipe right now so you can see the picture of it. So this is like, so they're thin. You do flour them and salt them. You do cook them in like butter and olive oil. So not great. Okay. But hold on. Yes.
You just sent me the picture and it looks stunning.
Yes. So you see, so a little butter and olive oil in the pan. You then flour, dredge them, right? Cook them, set them aside. Then in the pan, you deglaze with tomato paste, garlic. You put garlic in, oregano, red pepper flakes, little chicken stock or whatever you want, and then some heavy cream, then parmesan, then sun-dried tomatoes all
chopped
up. And then you put the cutlets back in there and like smother them around and let them finish. And it was so rich and so delicious. And
it sounds incredible. But which came first?
I mean, that is the old question, right? The chicken and the egg. Wait, what do you mean what came first?
Well, who copied who? Engagement chicken, marry me chicken?
I heard of engagement chicken first, and then I don't know who made marry me chicken, but I just will tell you it's delicious. But I have to tell you, I assume the idea is that it's just so good that if you make it, someone's going to want to marry you. Same idea, right?
Adorable.
But I have to tell you, I have to find a way to replicate this in a much friendlier way, because it was so delicious, but there were things I didn't need. Like, I don't need heavy cream.
Yeah. You need to rossify it.
I need to rossify. So I'm going to work on it. I went to a restaurant today for lunch and I kind of rossified the menu. You know how I think that's annoying, but I did it.
You have, I was going to say bravely said, but not even bravely. You have selfishly said that if you ran a restaurant, you would not let people do what you do in restaurants.
Because I know best. So what I ordered for lunch, it was a chicken with hot cherry peppers covered in mozzarella and a lemon sauce. And I was like, nice. I want that. So I bet I go, is the chicken breaded? He goes, yeah. And I go, what if we did it grilled? And he goes, oh, I bet we could do that. So we did that. And it was delicious. Anyway, so my point is that I rossified it. I'm going to rossify this marry me chicken too.
Okay. Can I tell you about-
Can I tell you what I'm going to call it?
What?
Hit it and quit it chicken.
Ross, tap that chicken.
Tap that chicken.
Please call it tap that chicken.
Get plucked. Anyway, so the sandwiches, chickens were just, I have to say, so delicious, and you should try it, but just know that there is going to be a rossified version coming. I need to just
I'll wait for the rossified version.
Try the real one too. How is your chins up challenge going? Where are we on our journey? Oh yeah. Where are we? Do we need to
sound effect for that?
Is it time for our chins up challenge?
Okay. Update. Chins up challenge, which is, by the way, such a great name.
Yeah. And if you're a new listener, welcome. But this is where Bethany and I are on this journey to get ourselves together, to stick around as long as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you?
Well, first, let me say that it used to be called Fupanomo, which we're not going to say again.
I'll never say.
But I came out of the bathroom in rehearsal the other day and my zipper was all the way down and my fupa was hanging out.
Oh, Bethy. Oh, wow.
Somebody pointed it out to me. And so I pulled my zipper open even wider. I was like, you want to see my fupa?
Oh, that's appropriate. So where totally are we?
Okay.
Where are we?
I am doing really well. Like last week I said, I felt like I finally got in the game because I wasn't emotionally ready. Mm-hmm. Because as you say, it's 90% mental, this sort of health journey.
Yes, it is.
And I was not there. But now I've been going to the gym like every couple of days. I'm making good decisions with what I'm eating. I'm getting comments from people. And I did try on my goal jeans and they still do not fit.
Well, it's a long, you know, this takes a long time.
But I realized since the summer, which was post food journey, where I just ate whatever I wanted because I was having a hard time. Post food journey, I've lost like 14 pounds.
Wow.
Since summer.
Wow, Bethy.
I know. I mean, I was heavier than I had been in the last, you know, 15 years. So I think it was ready to come off.
Now, don't you you want it to be done overnight, but like, if you just are sort of like consistently making good mm-hmm. choices that you look behind you and you're like, oh my God, suddenly I've made a lot of progress. It's
yes.
kind of phenomenal how they really do add up. Just like the bad, quote, bad choices add up.
Yeah.
Good ones do too.
And to be fair, I'm still making lots of bad choices.
Proud of you.
Because I love food. Mm-hmm. I love food and I use it to self-soothe. And I know that about myself and keeping it out of my house is my trick to not doing that. But I actually told you what I did, that I almost vomited
Yeah. I can't believe you did this. Will you tell the audience what you did?
Because I will.
I did. You know, we don't judge each other. I would never judge you, Bethy.
No.
That being said, I judged you for this because
you
it was.
Did.
Yeah.
It's
it was
gross.
So gross because you have this sweet tooth that you cannot stop once you start.
Yes. So, which is why if somebody offers me something sweet, I say no, thank you, unless I really want it. Because once I start, I can't stop.
And you had purchased something that for your kids that you were like, oh, I'm going to give them this as a treat.
Mm-hmm. And I'm getting their Valentine's Day stuff together.
Sure. And it was in the house. And then one night you were just like, all of a sudden you couldn't control yourself. So you mm-hmm. ate and I'm making, I saw the bag. It's probably mm-hmm. like the size of a grab bag of chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine everyone a grab bag of chips. You understand. But what was it filled with, Bethy?
I'm going to vomit if I say it. I'll say it. I was at the pharmacy on the island, which is like the place to shop. And they had bags for in their Valentine's section that was just the marshmallows from Lucky Charms. Okay. And it was $1. So I got a bag for each of my kids.
And they were about the size of a grab bag of chips, which is a lot of those marshmallows.
Yeah, you said that already.
And how many of a grab bag size bag of Lucky Charms marshmallows? The super sweet saccharin mm-hmm. marshmallows.
Powdery.
How many of that grab bag size bag of marshmallows did you eat?
You know I ate the whole thing.
I do know you ate the whole thing.
And then I laid in bed because I also suffer with insomnia and it was like 2 a.m. and I couldn't sleep. And I was like, okay, well now I'm hungry and now I can't sleep because I'm hungry. And I was like, oh, I know what I have.
Did your teeth hurt? Because it hurts my teeth to think about it.
Everything hurt. My tongue hurt, but mostly I thought I was going to vomit. It was so it was fun going down. Like yeah. The first half of the bag was fun. The second half of the bag felt not great. Like even as I was eating it, I was like, ugh, gross, but I couldn't stop. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I'd finished the entire bag, yeah, I was like seconds away. Like my mouth was doing the whole watering thing, like in the back of your mouth.
No,
like,
no, we're not going to talk about that. It's just gross because that'll make me start feeling that. So, okay, but just don't mm-hmm. do that anymore. I mean, that honestly,
but you
I
can't
know,
just say don't do that because
I know,
it's
but you
how...
can a little bit because I have done that. My thing is these like chips, right? And I have done mm-hmm. the version of that with Cheetos.
Okay.
And I have laid there and been like, ow, 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 mm-hmm. ow, right? And it's like with anything else, you need to understand the consequence of an action.
Oh, I experienced the consequence. It
so
was
like,
gross.
Like, just like I can't eat a bag of Cheetos anymore because I know, ow, 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 right? Uh-huh. In addition to a lot of other things, you can't do that anymore. Like, you're not.
But
a kid
I like
anymore.
To reward. I mean, that wasn't a reward. I was just hungry and they were in my room.
A
but
fistful
I do...
of them is a reward. You know what I mean?
But if I have a fistful, that's another conversation for a different podcast. Mm-hmm. A fistful won't do it for me. Mm-hmm. I need the, okay.
We're
the
changing
real
the subject.
Thing.
Hey, well, good for you. More updates on the Chins Up Challenge as we continue our journey on this show.
Well, wait, you need to update us.
I'm good. I think you know, I started before Christmas. I'm down like, I think like 10 pounds, like back to
oh
where
my gosh.
I was. Yeah,
since Christmas?
Since before Christmas. So 2 months.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the beginning of December. And
that's great.
That's good. Yeah. And that's kind of what I gained over tour and everything, you know what I mean? Like right around there. It took like a year and a half to gain it, but I got it down. And you know what I know, found out about 10 pounds. Hmm. It made me feel like a Macy's Day Float.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how many people noticed that I had gained 10 or said anything?
Probably
to me about
no
it?
One.
Zero. Do you know how many people have noticed or said anything the fact that I lost 10?
Probably zero.
Zero. 0.00.
Yeah.
Zero. But for me, each one of those 10 pounds along the game was 1,000 pounds. Might as well have been 1,000 pounds. How I felt. It was just.
Yes.
It's unbelievable what that can do. And meanwhile, nobody else gave a crap.
Exactly. It's so dumb.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid, but that's a lesson that I really took into my little heart, that like, calm down. You have the reins of your life. Figure it out, Ross. And I did. So I'm proud of myself. That's my chins up challenge. But you know, this journey is what I know to be true is that you never win. The only way, what do I say? I say it every time. The only way you win is by being in the fight.
Yes.
Speaking of fight, there's a big game coming up on Sunday. I'm going to quiz you on some Super Bowl food facts and give you my tips on how you can eat all game long using my recipes. That and so much more coming up on Hello Recipes.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband
and co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the program, Bethy. You know, I'm excited. Big game coming up. Are you ready for some big game food trivia?
As long as it's not sports ball trivia, I am game.
Okay. Question number one. One in how many Americans order takeout during the Super Bowl? So you're ordering food. One in how many Americans?
One in 10.
Very close. One in seven Americans.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yes. What about out of that? What percentage of takeout orders are going to be pizza on Super Bowl Sunday? What percentage of the food?
50.
You say 50. Are you locking in on 50%?
60. 70.
It's 60%.
Oh,
you did it. Wow.
I gave you three answers and one of them was right.
Wow. You know, that's how you win. Okay, what about people? Another thing people order, they order a lot of what? Chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. How many chicken wings will be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday? Ugh.
Do I get options to choose from?
No, what am I? I'm a one-man band here.
Okay.
I'll give you an option, ready?
Okay.
How many chicken wings are eaten on this day? One, two, three, or 1.25 billion?
Okay, 1.25 billion is a lot of chicken wings.
That's the answer. It is a lot of chicken.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, it's 162.5 million pounds of chicken. This weekend alone will be responsible for 7% of chicken wing sales of the year.
It's, I mean, kind of gross. You think about the wing, like it's such a gross part of the chicken.
You know, I always think the best part of the chicken is the finger.
So,
okay, so I love a chicken finger. But, okay, so those are some Super Bowl facts, but I want to give you what I eat on Super Bowl Sunday. Okay. So of course you want the chicken wing flavor, which is that Frank's red hot sauce, right?
Yes.
Buffalo. Now, if you look at that, look at the calories. There's like no calories. It's like 5 calories.
Because it's mostly like vinegar.
Vinegar and sodium, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, great. So that flavor isn't bad for us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like calorically in terms of a weight loss journey. So I think to myself, well, how can I get that flavor, but not have it be in deep fried food?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a few things that I do. Okay. I will make a buffalo hummus. So you make your
hummus.
So you make your traditional hummus.
Uh-huh.
and then, or you buy your traditional hummus.
Yep.
And then just mix some of the Red's hot sauce in with it.
Yes.
Put some blue cheese crumbles on top, serve it with celery and carrot sticks, right?
So beautiful. Then you're,
okay. Or peppers. Yes. Bell peppers.
Yes.
How about this? How about, say you still want chicken. Here's what I do. So mm-hmm. I take chicken breasts and I cut them into teeny tiny little strips, almost like
a finger,
if you will. Mm-hmm. And I lay it on a cookie sheet that's sprayed mm-hmm. with either sprayed nonstick or tin foil or parchment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I bake them.
You could technically bake a wing though too, right?
You could.
The wing isn't unhealthy.
No, it's not. So whatever part of the chicken, to bake it. Then it comes out, bake it like lean, clean, bake it till it's done. Then yeah. I toss that in the barbecue sauce, serve it with some like low fat ranch with celery on the side. And then like, dip. I can eat the whole game. I'm eating lean chicken breast with a little bit of 5-calorie sauce and celery. Are you not? That's how I eat the whole entire game. How about this? What if in a crock pot, you know, you can get some frozen turkey meatballs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Crock pot them with the hot sauce.
Beautiful.
Right. Then you can take
But doesn't it get super spicy? Because that
I like the spice. You want the spice.
Okay. Okay.
Then serve that on top of on like a platter with some shredded lettuce. So it looks like footballs on a field. Take some.
You did this. It's on our website.
Take some. It's a recipe. Take some sour cream, put it in a little Ziploc bag, cut the tip, and then draw little football lines on each meatball. And the to your point, if it's too spicy, the sour cream cuts the spice. Thank you so much. It's about getting the flavor of what we usually eat during the Super Bowl mm-hmm. and putting it onto healthier vessels that we can like then eat all game long. I'd rather eat that than 2 or 3 wings.
And what do you drink?
A lot of alcohol.
But you're not a beer drinker.
No, I drink like a vodka soda with lime, or I'll do like Fresca, like a 0-calorie Fresca or Sprite Zero with vodka.
With vodka. Mm-hmm. You don't do a Coors Light?
Mm-mm. I don't like beer. Beer tastes like pennies. But if I'm at
pennies,
like I went to go see a Dodgers game and they only had beer. So I got a beer and I put it on ice with a straw.
I mean, it does. That's how we drink soda.
Yeah,
you know?
It's actually better. It watered it down a little bit. Anyway, but my point is there are way I wanted to, and I love Super Bowl Sunday is a perfect example of how I approach recipes mm-hmm. because I it's about the love of food and the ritual of food.
Yes, the tradition.
And it's about
the
tradition and never giving up those flavors, but cracking the code. So why I get so excited to talk about specifically Super Bowl recipes is because I feel like I figured it out. And for the past mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years, when I used to just go crazy, now just by a few switches, and that's what we're trying to do here, is just make a few switches that add up. They add up so you can still have a ball.
Okay, but is there anything you miss?
Oh yeah, all of it. All the other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I miss it. You know, but I want to stick around. I just saw the story of the second oldest woman in the United States just celebrated her birthday.
Hmm.
116 years old.
Holy heck.
And still like good. And so I'm not saying I'm gonna live to 116, but I want to do everything I can that's in my power to stick around as long as I can.
And it's a choice.
And so I'm trying to make that choice every day. And you know, there's sometimes you talk, I love you said you messed up. You make a lot of quote bad choices too. Me too.
Yeah.
But the more better choices I make,
the more better your health is.
More better. We'll be right back with more Hello Recipes.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the show. I have to ask our Rasa peeps for a favor. I made the brave announcement a few weeks ago that I'm very excited about purchasing a large freezer.
Yes.
And because I always want, my mom always had a big freezer and she would always like freeze things or cook things that are, you know, and she with the masking tape, she would write the date that she froze it.
Oh,
outside
so
of the Tupperware,
sweet.
Right? And so I love the idea of, you know, we're in the city during the week and then coming out to the country and having things in the freezer that like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to crock pot a roast. Mm-hmm. I made some soup 2 weekends ago and we're going to heat that up and eat that all weekend. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
just
the
planning
kind of,
ahead.
Well, it's the kind of grown up I want to be. It makes me feel close to my mom. And so I want a freezer in the garage because like the your main refrigerator freezer is not big enough. Sorry, but I have other stuff in there.
It is not. And knowing you, you've probably done a lot of research. Am I wrong?
I haven't done any yet is my point.
What?
Because I'm honestly, I keep asking Wellington if I can, and he keeps like looking at me like,
oh, Ross.
Of course, it feels like such an indulgence. I don't know why.
But
in
it's
my head,
not.
I
because,
know. I mean, I have indulged in other things. I have, you know what I'm saying? And like, why is
that tracksuit?
What, thank you so much. It's a jumpsuit, but whatever. It is, I don't know why I can't wrap my head around this, but part of it too is like, I don't want to get a bad one because like my mom had one that was the same like dimensions of a refrigerator, like, but it was one big door and it was a stand up thing. But then I had friends who had growing up, they had one of the ones that are like
chest freezer,
like a casket that they can, you know what I mean? That was like you lift it up and then look down into. And I always thought
it's a
that
chest
was,
freezer.
It's a casket freezer, but I always thought that was so cool, ironically.
Yeah.
And so I also think that that would be hard to organize because you're just stacking things on top of things.
But the person who's designing a nice freezer, Ross, is going to have like slidey things and like layers.
I hope so. And I don't know why, but I mean, the only place I can think of buying it would be Costco. And I don't even know if they sell them. Like, where do you buy a big freezer?
Then you need to look it up. Why? What are you afraid of?
I don't know. I have
what
a
are
block.
You Let's get to the root cause. What are you actually afraid of? Because you make lots of decisions, financial decisions, completely on your own because you're a big boy. And you make decisions you want to make with Welly and same. But Welly has said over and over, just buy the GD freezer. And you're like, I don't.
Can I tell you something? I think it's so cute that you're trying to get down to the bigger reason of like something in my psyche. But I'm telling you right now, it's just that I don't want to mess up and get the wrong freezer.
Okay, so you need
not that I don't think I deserve. I don't know what I don't know about big freezers.
Understood.
I don't even know what to not know. It's not something in my psyche that is freezing myself out from getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not. I really just that I don't want to get the wrong one. And so I can't, I don't even know what to like Google, like best casket freezer.
I think that's your problem. I wonder what would come up.
It'll
be like that cryonics. Is that what it's called? Where you freeze somebody
cryo
after
something.
They cry. Yeah.
Best casket freezer. Oh no, they all came up.
What?
best chest freezers.
Chest freezer, I told you.
I wrote best casket freezer, and that's what came up.
And you know you're always going to refer to it as the casket freezer.
So now I have to get a casket freezer.
Okay, but are you asking recipes for advice?
Yes.
Recommendations?
Do you have a large freezer?
Casket freezer.
An upright tomb or casket? Either way. What kind do you have? And what kind? What are the best features that I should be looking for?
Yeah. Do you know, at work one time, we had this massive freezer. I worked for a drinks company and we had a ton of ice in it and I had to defrost it one time. And it had a thing at the bottom where you can drain. So if you defrost it, you can drain it.
Really?
From the bottom.
Bethy, you tell the best stories.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Anyway, recipes, please. We're going to start a conversation trend in the recipes Facebook group. Please help me out. Got it?
Casket freezer.
Well, I don't know. We'll let the audience decide. Ross, you decide. Tomb or casket?
Okay.
What's a tomb? Is that's not even upright. I'm saying it wrong. What would be an upright version?
An upright casket.
Mm-hmm.
Flat casket, vertical or horizontal casket, freezer.
A tisket, a tasket. I just want a casket freezer. If you want to follow Bethy, she's at Hunger Mama on all social media. Her book is Hunger Pots, available where all fine cookbooks are sold or on Amazon. That's the best place to get it. Okay. I'm Hello Ross all over social media. On Instagram, our show is Hello Ross Pod. And of course, you can join the Facebook group. Go to Facebook and just search Recipes or go to recipes.com. All the links are there. Also, if you want to become a member of the buffet, you can join the deluxe or the all you can eat. You can see us video of our show. You get it before anybody else. And you get special episodes of just Ross and Bethy together every single or separate every single week. You understand? It's all in the thing. Go click on the buffet at recipes.com. Bethy, I love you.
I love you.
We'll say this. I think we're the only podcast that really debates freezers.
I think we are the only podcast that debates horizontal or vertical casket freezers.
Makes us the coolest podcast out there. We'll see you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.